This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
And by the way, everybody, we are doing a little live cast with Cody Banks here on at the PSCU member forum. And Cody, by the way, is with PSCU. So how's the conference going for you so far, Cody? I mean, this has been fabulous. You guys set a record attendance, and the content has been exceptional. Yeah. So,
Yeah, they put me to work, too. I've got three breakout sessions that I'm in charge of.
Congratulations.
Which is good. A loyalty one yesterday. We've got BNPL today. And then we've got more business stuff today, which is pretty exciting.
Good, so, good.
Yeah, very exciting.
Anything stand out? Any highlights stand out from yesterday?
Yeah, no, I think listening to Chuck's keynote, you know, the opening was great.
Oh,
and then the CEOs, you know, I love that. And I listened to Tansley afterwards as well. How do you marry the dreamer with the person who could deliver, right? Mm-hmm. How do you bring those people together? And just really being inspired by that digital transformation. Yeah. I think that's kind of the overarching theme. So.
Yeah, the CEO panel that Tansley was on, I think it was Kelly, I can't remember, Bodie, and then Christine, I can't remember her last name.
Yes,
I apologize, but she's with Cardinal Credit Union.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, one of the best panels I've ever seen.
That's
so
great.
So many takeaways and a giant reality check for credit. So when PSCU gets that recording on their website, check it out. Highly recommend.
And today's Derek Jeter. So I mean.
Oh, and Derek Jeter's today,
that's
by the way. Yeah. So who could ask for more?
That's right.
So all right. So you mentioned buy now, pay later a little bit earlier. You guys are going to be doing a session on that today. So what are you seeing in the buy now, pay later space in this last year? Because it is, I think the understatement, it has exploded.
It is.
Especially during the holiday season.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we pulled the data, and it's just really incredible to see the growth over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Over the holiday season, 11 billion transactions and an 80%. Yeah, that is all. And an 80% growth year over year in buy now, pay later. And we're really seeing that generational shift, you know, over into the millennials and the Gen Zers who are using it. And really, it's really become a ubiquitous, you know, ability to just budget and pay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really where we're seeing our folks are at and where the consumers are at, and we're pulling the data.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of as we see the gravity of is this here to stay?
Yeah.
I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
And now the next question is, right, how can we all be a part of that, right?
Right, right. So. I've been hearing that the buy now, pay later has kind of gone from kind of this cool thing to use, and it's really cool, especially during the holiday season when you want to get that gift that you just can't quite afford, but you want to get anyway. But I've heard that it's kind of transferred into a necessity for a lot of people because of the economy and the way it is right now, right?
Right.
So I've heard, I mean, have you heard the same thing?
We have, My wife and I actually were just, we're expecting our second kiddo,
congratulations.
So with that comes a few more expenses, and everyone knows, right? Or whether you're redoing your kitchen or your living room, you know, buying a piece from Crate and Barrel and Pottery Barn and West Elm, all of those things together, right? And maybe you're usually pay off your credit card every month. This is just another way to do that with a little bit more eyes on the budget, right? Maybe a little lower percentage, and pay for that in 4 or 6 versus, you know, something a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm,
so to your point, it's just a great way to budget if that's something that you need.
Right. Yeah, if you can handle it.
Yeah,
don't get out of control with this type of stuff, guys.
Yeah.
So how is PSCU, how are you guys positioning this offering to better enable credit unions to compete in today's marketplace?
Yeah, so we are so excited. We've fully launched our product, right, which is fully embedded within all of our digital products as well as API ready. We've got maybe a dozen or so FIs that are already using it today.
Well done.
And really, you know, our main point of that is it's on an existing credit card line, much like a lot of the on-card brands that we're seeing in the market today. And we really put some very intentional campaigns around it for our credit unions to say, hey, if you need another way to budget, here's a way to afford that couch or a way to afford, you know, that redo of your kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So putting that financial wellness spin on it, I think, is the important piece, especially for the credit unions, right? To your point earlier, not to get too overextended, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we really put a lot of time and effort in focusing on. You know, how can we make sure that we're in the market where the members are at, but in a way that stays true to our values, right? Making it not so that folks are getting overextended, and really putting some parameters around that.
Isn't it kind of uncanny that at the timing of this as well? Because by now, I mean, it's been around for a few years, obviously, but it's really come to its fruition in the last, I'd say the last year. But to see what the economy is doing right now and how it can be an aid to some people who are experiencing some tough times right now.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of interesting, like, timing.
It definitely is. And that's our message to our clients as well. You know, we had a session yesterday. We had over 200 folks stop by the booth and just a demo of, hey, what is this about?
Really?
Tell me more. And really the conversation was, you know, pull your data. Let's see how many transactions a month are going out to an Affirm or Klarna or Afterpay from your membership. I actually just pulled one before we came down. And it's a B-size FI out in Colorado, and they had over 6,000 transactions a month were tied to those other, you know, entities.
Right.
So the point of that is your members are already doing it. Why not you? Why not let it be you? You, the trusted financial that can be a part of that transaction.
No doubt.
Teach them financial wellness while you're at it. And so I think it's a win-win situation for
Credit. It's just another value add for the credit,
absolutely,
sure. And it's kind of like what crypto was last year.
Right.
It was all the rage, and then, you know, a few credit unions started offering the services because
You
know, your members are
already
going to Robin Hood or wherever.
Right.
So let's use that stuff at a trusted resource like your credit union.
So
what should credit unions be focusing on in the buy now, pay later space? Obviously, adoption.
Right. Yes. No. Absolutely. A few things. Right. I mean, first, grab the data, analyze it, see where your members are at. Take a look at sort of your strategy. Right. What's your risk appetite like? We've got a very flexible offering that you can set limits and set how many transactions you're allowing your members to do there. And then partner with someone. Right. Like either a PSU or someone in the space that can offer this solution that best fits your needs. And obviously, the last is integration. Make sure it's easy, right? When you're at checkout, it's those Affirm, Klarna, Afterpays that are at checkout with the merchants. So make sure you market it, right, to your members. Make sure that they know, hey, go into the mobile app and you can budget this as soon as you've made that purchase. So just a great kind of holistic, you know, journey all the way through that purchase.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool what's out there.
Yeah.
So kind of wrap up here. What's on the horizon in this space? What do you see happening the rest of 2023 and, dare I say, going into 2024?
It's going to be here before we know it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I think just continual growth in this space. You're going to see more acquisitions, mergers, right? We've seen some of the valuation of some of those other three big players go up and then kind of go down, right, and plummet. So we'll see more mergers, I'm sure, in there. But really, from our perspective, is consumers are going to continue to use it, right?
Yeah.
So again, the message is for our FIs, you know, just be ready for this space. Be having a plan about it. We know as well there's some regulatory pressures. The CFPB has announced, you know, they did their request last year, put out some statements around some regulatory pieces.
I'm not sure they're fans of it.
Not fans of it, especially the off-card stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the key point, right? What we've built is on-card, but still, right? I mean, to your point earlier, want to make sure that it's grounded in financial wellness, that you're educating your folks not to get ever overextended.
Yep.
So what an opportunity for us to be a part of that.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, good job. I mean, I know you guys are going to hit it out of the park with that for sure.
Yeah.
And look forward to seeing it grow and prosper in the industry. Because again, we want to keep it in that credit union ecosystem for sure.
Yeah.
That trusted resource that we keep talking about.
That's
so,
right. Yeah.
And I was going through the agenda, Cody, and I noticed that you're like everywhere. You're like, Derek Jeter may be an MVP in the baseball world, but you're kind of an MVP here because you're like in two or three or four sessions, it seems seeing your name going through the agenda.
Yes, they have me all sorts of places, which is great. We love being a part of it. Yeah, our session today, we'll have Visa, we'll have a credit union, we'll have some of our Advisors Plus folks talking about buy now, pay later. Like I mentioned earlier, business, rewards, we've got all sorts of fun stuff. Digital issuance, so yeah.
Never ends.
No rest for the willing.
Exactly. Well, good. Well, keep up the good work and appreciate your time and go pace yourself today.
I will try. I'll get drink lots of water. Stay well hydrated.
All right, everybody. Cody Banks from PSCU. If you want to know anything about buy now, pay later, this is the guy to talk to.
Well done.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.